Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
So, is this on?
Keep your name out of your mouth.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Eric, how are you doing, buddy?
Great. Great to hear it, Eric. Listen, this week in wrestling...
I'd love a microphone.
Oh, right. Oh, your microphone, of course.
Yes. All right. There you go. 2 minute show last week. So
yeah. Is it close enough?
Is it good?
Oh. Oh, boy.
Get in there.
Vince is getting really close to you.
I want to see it. I want you to suck my tongue.
Oh,
like,
God.
Right, the
no.
Dalai Lama.
No, Dalai Lama.
I'm not Stacy Keebler. Begging for her job.
No, Dolly Vince.
Good God.
Oh, that was nasty. Man.
Religion.
It's another week of wrestling.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. Anything?
Hey, so I don't think so. I had an epiphany.
Oh. Wow.
That used to be a button. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, I did. Ah! Oh,
wait.
Yeah.
Wait, you had what?
I had an epiphany.
I just had an epiphany.
What do you mean? It used to be a button. It's right there.
So you can just pull up any button?
It's on the computer.
Oh.
It's not one of the 32 anymore, but
it's not easy access. But
I still have it saved.
So you still have Kyrie.
No, somehow it got deleted. I don't know how. I gotta do it again. I know.
Hey, guys, look over at Vince. He's getting kind of good at this.
Oh, God. He's like deep throating the microphone.
Jesus. Well, that's not mine. So anyway, I had an epiphany.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I know everyone's come to know and love.
Everyone's
you
what?
Know, come
okay.
to know and love, like, the food I make for pay-per-views.
Oh,
yeah.
And I've been racking my brain, mm-hmm. like, trying to think, don't like, what that. The fuck can I make for this? Like, backlash? Oh. Do I... You know, run it back. Do I make something I've made before?
I didn't know this was a qualified food pay-per-view.
Right.
I mean, usually Eric doesn't even show up, so it'd be great to.
When
have
is
him
this?
Here.
When is it happening?
May 6th.
May 6th.
So if I'm not out of town for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh Jesus!
Oh come on!
Don't cock tease us with some fucking food, and then you're not gonna be
that's
here.
That's the thing.
You've done it before. I'm sick of that bullshit.
That's the thing.
You're not even Hispanic.
What if?
So people who aren't Irish can't celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
They don't go out of town to do it.
Well, I have friends that live out of town. San Antonio, okay,
so,
the river.
So tell us the food you're not going to make.
So yeah. The food I would not
that,
be making
that he'll
food.
Make for his friends in San
yeah,
Antonio.
Exactly.
Correct,
fuck
correct.
Us.
No. What if we got, like, so it's in Puerto Rico. What if we got a bunch of rum and I made a bunch of different cocktails? Because we fucking need them to watch this show.
Yes. Especially Backlash. Backlash is... I'm going to say it right now. Backlash is going to get a D rating.
Sure.
How can it get
and then
good?
The best part of all,
mm-hmm.
drunk cast.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Right.
Sleepover? Yeah, I feel like...
Maybe.
I get middle.
Maybe.
I feel like the only thing that
Joe
can
just
save...
shows up wearing the Vince puppet.
It's time. I'm running. No, it's not cheating. It's Vince.
Right.
It's Vince is jerking off Eric, not me.
Taco flavored kisses.
Get him right. Oh, yeah. Ben Affleck's speed, yeah.
I found a loophole. It's the Vince puppet.
Yeah.
All right, now come in my mouth. No, the puppet's mouth.
Oh, God. Where?
I mean, the puppet.
Yeah. Might have been the best South Park.
Call me puppet.
His hand is J-Lo.
Yeah.
It's my man.
It was a good one for sure.
Spider-Man.
I didn't realize I made that button.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize you made that button.
Let me start drawing the mustache on. Do we have, like, some paint? For the head.
Spider-Man.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like only Cody and Brock could save that pay-per-view.
Sure.
Because the rest of the matches are not good.
And just,
Cody's going to win. And they'll make it
I don't know.
Yeah. They'll make it like a WrestleMania moment, too. They'll try to.
A WrestleMania backlash moment.
Right.
That match has to be like no DQ, right?
Why? Like,
I don't know.
Who's going to...
I mean, what is he going to beat Brock clean?
Not many people do. That's true.
Triple H did. John Cena did.
John Cena.
That
was before That was before Brock became a super villain.
That's
you
true.
Know, like once he beat Taker, like you had to kick him in the balls. You know, remember Seth had to kick Lesnar in the balls to beat him.
Yeah. Sure,
the first time.
Sure,
right.
That's what Cody will do.
Yeah. That'd be
he'll hit his nuts like a speed bag.
There's no way Cody cheats. He's like the super baby
Cody,
face.
You're going to lose at WrestleMania.
What?
But we'll let you beat Brock clean.
Like, yeah. Okay. You can finish that story.
You can finish the story that we're going to start after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's Eric's like going to wear your shirt. Finish the Lesnar story.
3 week story.
Yeah.
We'll even dress him up like The Undertaker for you. And
sure.
You can
sure.
pretend it's The Undertaker.
Yeah. Wait. Dress Cody like Undertaker for Brock? Like
Brock. We'll talk about that later. But,
okay.
Before we get to Raw and SmackDown, we have to thank a couple new patrons. So thank you to Miguel Zarate and...
Hey, did my friend One Punch Man join?
He did.
Oh, okay, good.
One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good buddy of mine.
He drinks like one glass
Who
of punch.
Who are you?
What are you talking? Are you serious or you saw it on this
computer? I saw it.
Okay. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Apparently it's some anime, I think.
It is.
Okay, thank you, nerd. All right, so...
Wait, you forgot. Who's the... Are we? Recording. We recording?
Yes, we are recording.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And make sure.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Okay.
What?
I need like a screen protector so you can't look at this.
No.
Because you're getting
distracted. You should put them up right there.
Yeah, so we can all take turns. Reading notes.
That would be great.
That would be so dumb.
I know, I know. And then the next
Believe me, I'd love.
All right, Eric, you want to read the next one? The next match?
I'll be kicking you under the table. It's your fucking turn.
Right, yeah.
Right. So yeah, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Only $5 a month gets you so much content. We got weekly AEW recaps, all the pay-per-views, including Backlash. Or WrestleMania Backlash, or Backlash with WrestleMania, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That's at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And
Backlash Mania.
A shit ton of brackets.
Yeah. Did we do one for April? We did, right? Because we caught up?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow,
we
look at us.
We already recorded.
I know.
Catching up.
Weird. The April one. We are doing the worst botch.
Oh, man.
Worst botched move bracket.
Yeah.
Part one.
Slash worst in-ring injury.
Because AEW exists, so this will be the bracket that never ends.
It was brutal.
It was. It was
hard to watch.
But it was a lot of fun.
And we had a few drinks for that one, too. Yeah, so it was a little bit more intense.
Right. So, yeah, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go sign up now. And also, you can now watch us on Spotify.
Watch us on Spotify?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
Technology.
Starting with this episode, as long as everything goes well when I upload it tonight.
All right.
You should be able to watch us on the Spotify app.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Hey.
Just like you could with Joe Rogan.
Internet.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anyway, SmackDown opens with...
Yeah.
Pyro?
Where the hell have you been?
Well, you know, it's they're in Little Rock. There's no rules there.
Okay.
They need something to fulfill their SmackDown
down Little Rock.
Raw
didn't get Pyro to open the show.
Nah.
But SmackDown got a fuck ton of Pyro. I thought Roman Reigns is already out holding up the belt.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course he wasn't
It's in my contract.
He wasn't even there.
Yeah.
We haven't even seen
real where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we seen him since?
Mania?
Mania?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah. On Raw.
Okay.
Was yeah, because Cody came out and said rematch.
Oh, right. That's right.
That's yeah. it, though, right?
And he laughed.
I think so.
He goes, rematch. And Roman goes, I'll see you in 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll
yeah.
see where you're at.
I'll see you in Saudi Mania.
We'll see if you're still on the roster in 3 months, bro.
Right.
Yeah, who does Roman fight at Saudi Mania?
That's after
it can't
Backlash?
Be, it can't be Cody again. Yeah.
Right.
It's only like a few weeks after. It's the same month.
Oh, my God.
Matt Riddle?
God. So, all right, we have an in-ring promo from Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They talk about WrestleMania, the upcoming draft. But then KO tells Sami, you know, the Usos are coming for a rematch. So the Usos and Solo Sikoa walk out, and they say the bloodline is stronger than ever.
Okay, even though they're down a member. Got it, got it, got it.
Jay tells Kevin Sammy's going to stab you in the back just like he did my whole damn family. So he's still upset about that.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then the Usos and Solo surround the ring.
By surround it, you mean
three sides.
One side.
Three quarters.
Right. Open.
But KO and Sammy aren't a bunch of pussies. They're not going to run away. But then Matt Riddle shows up and he attacks Solo and everyone brawls. Mm. Solo goes for the Samoan spike, but Riddle ducks and gets some shots in. And then Riddle sets up for the floating bro, but the Usos pull Solo out of the ring.
Thank God.
And retreat. Now,
yeah,
we usually close. Keep track of roll-ups.
Yeah.
But pulling someone out of the ring right before someone is going to hit a fucking move has become an epidemic in WWE.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep a tracker because it was a lot
pull
this
out.
Week.
Pull out.
How many pullouts this week?
Yeah. We got one pullout.
One pullout.
All right.
I can think of, like, I think three more off the top of my head.
On SmackDown alone.
Right.
So we got Xavier Woods in versus LA Knight. Yes, exactly. But you pull out first.
That's
kids.
What vasectomies are for, baby.
Yeah.
No pull out.
Xavier Woods versus LA Feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knight rolled up Woods and pulled his tights, but the ref saw it.
Yeah, and his butt crack.
But then Woods rolled up Knight and pulled his tights, but the ref didn't see it. So to recap, Woods beat Knight with a
roll up.
A roll up.
With his finisher, the backwoods.
Yeah.
The backwoods. LA Knight.
That wasn't even the backwoods.
Anyone?
What?
What are we doing with this guy? Every time you think, okay, I honestly thought, I was like, all right, LA Knight gets this win. What does Woods need a singles win for?
Right.
And like they're pushing him. And LA Knight, literally, I feel like they want to push this guy. So they'll give him this win. Nope, another bullshit roll-up loss.
Yeah.
He will never win.
Yeah.
Do you want him to win?
I don't care. I just want to see people pushed.
Right.
Fine. It's Woods. So Woods gets a title shot against Gunther, I guess we find out later, kind of.
Yeah.
And he'll just get destroyed.
Yes.
Chopped until he's bleeding. Then we won't see Woods for 6 months.
Gunther took offense to Woods playing his trombone.
Mm.
So he challenged Woods to a match. Which I don't know, next week maybe.
Or sure, a couple weeks, who cares?
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the Judgment Day, minus Finn Balor.
Hey, can I write Judgment Day on here?
Yeah, sure.
That's how many Judgment Days?
Less.
There's one.
Yeah, there's so many.
It's like four times.
Yeah.
Damian Priest makes us watch him chokeslam Bad Bunny through the announce table over and over.
Yeah, that's not your friend, bro.
Es mi amigo.
No.
But it's, Dominic is mi hermano.
Right.
Yeah.
So then Zelina Vega comes out to the stage and she, you know, Priest and Dominic are just like jerking off and even Rhea's a little turned on. That's just to distract them so that the Latino World Order could attack them from behind because they're no longer Legado del Fantasma.
No. Yeah,
they might the as LWO. Well,
they might as well be the fucking Job Squad. Do these guys ever win?
Never.
Who was
ever.
The original LWO? Do you remember?
Ray, like, Conan.
Conan, right? And he was on WWE programming recently.
Yes.
It's like, why not let him manage them or something?
He kind of does? Question mark?
Not really.
What?
When is he ever there?
Conan is a lunatic.
Conan. I thought you were talking about Ray.
Conan is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We've heard the stories.
He's nuts.
He's crazy.
So LWO, they attack Priest and Dominic from behind, but then they quickly run out of the ring.
Yeah.
Like total pussies.
Because they know they're going to get
their
ass kicked.
Got you.
Tag, you're it.
Later, bitch.
So we got Damian Priest versus Santos Escobar.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dominic trips Escobar, so his boys attack Dominic, while Michael Cole is jumping up and down.
Holy shit.
Yelling, take him out, guys! Take him out, guys!
Shut up, Michael.
Fucking jackass.
Yeah. Michael Cole. Come on.
Like, he's worse than ever.
Yeah.
Right.
He never used to do this shit.
No.
Now he's jumping up and down.
I guess they really did let him off the leash.
Ugh.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's always what you thought Vince wanted, was Michael Cole, like, just constantly coming in his pants. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Cena's here!
Yeah.
Like a 13-year-old girl.
It's boss time. The big dog.
Yeah.
But just even more, like, take him out! Come on! Jumping up and down.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Does he just think he's, like, going to be like McAfee? Because when McAfee does it, it's fun and entertaining.
Right.
But it's like, no, not you. You can't. You sound like a child.
By the way, you're an announcer. Impartial, bro?
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Come on now.
And you're the...
In like, wrestling?
You're the play-by-play guy, not, like, the color.
Yeah.
You know? Play-by-play impartial. Guy's always been a face, though. Except for that one time when Cole was a heel.
Yeah.
In a box.
And wins a WrestleMania match, kind of.
Yeah. So Priest throws both men over the barricade, but then Escobar suicide dives on him. Ripley grabs Escobar's leg, so Vega gives Ripley another Hurricane Rana.
The one move they let her do.
I guess she's going to get a match against Ripley at some point and lose in 5 seconds.
Sure.
Maybe at Backlash.
Priest wins with the South of Heaven chokeslam. I mean, maybe, because she is Puerto Rican. She wasn't born there, but still.
Yeah.
So after the match, Priest wants to beat up Escobar some more, but Rey Mysterio runs out for the save, and Rey was going to give Dominic the 619, but Ripley and Priest pull out. They pull Dominic out of the ring. That's two.
They help Dominic pull out.
With more to come.
Right.
Next up, we have Liv and Raquel's tag team celebration.
Nice.
Nice.
I
don't get these.
Well, you shouldn't.
You don't get them.
No, like, I don't understand them.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Of course.
I thought you're going somewhere with, like, the pay-per-view predictions.
We won.
I don't get these. Well, duh. These.
No shit.
They get pyro and red carpet in the ring.
Next time, like, hey, I win the title, I want pyro and red carpet.
Yeah.
They won 4 days ago.
We're like, we won these and...
the tag titles.
And,
ta-da!
Are we still on?
In a shit match.
Just shake your ass, Liv. That's why you're on there.
Liv and Raquel's back and forth was awkward, but thankfully...
So bad.
It didn't last long.
And a more awkward team
But
comes
even
out.
Worse, they were interrupted by the two Karens, Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green.
Right.
They talk some basic shit. And then Liv says, after we talk to Adam Pearce, you'll be our first challengers. Don't even have to win a single match.
Wait, they're going to talk to the manager? But Chelsea Green does that!
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So Liv and Raquel attack them. Liv goes for Oblivion on Sonya, but Chelsea pulls her out of the ring.
Damn.
You stupid, stupid motherfuckers.
Three pull-outs.
This is every segment.
I'd have no kids right now.
Every segment. And guess what? There's more.
Calm down, Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
So, we've got... Jesus.
Like... And this Liv and Raquel thing, they're like, now?
Yeah.
Do we hit him?
Yeah.
Hit him now.
Now.
Hit her.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Time
God.
Is not great.
So Jesus. We got Madcap Moss versus the return of Shinsuke Nakamura.
Where the hell have you been?
Where has he been?
Okay. Who knows?
Okay.
Last we saw him, he was at like... one of the Street Profits parties backstage.
Yeah, probably. No, I think the last time he was in a ring, he was the IC champ, and then he just didn't defend it for a year, and then they just took it away, I think.
Yes, that's what happened.
Maybe.
Pretty sure.
Eric and I were talking about this last week. I was saying, please, please give him his full entrance back.
Yeah.
With the whole build-up, like the 20-second build-up before, because he usually just come out and they would cut that. Well, thankfully, at least this week... he had his full entrance back. I fucking love that intro. Dun,
I loved what he was wearing.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Yeah. Exactly. This is what it sounded like, too. I was like doing the Nakamura thing.
I feel like the fans weren't.
You sound
as
like
into
Shawn
it.
Michaels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit, but yeah.
I feel like the fans weren't quite as into it as they should have been. I don't know.
Probably like, well, they were probably like,
who are you?
That's probably right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Arkansas.
Yeah.
So they're all racists.
I didn't say that.
You just said it. You basically said
Andrew
it.
Andrew did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So before
send complaints to him.
Before Moss came out, Emma told him, I should have gotten the audio, but Emma was like, Nakamura's got nothing on you. You won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, not him. Okay. All right.
Hold on a second.
Madcap Moss.
Hold on.
Pretty sure
won
it.
The Battle Royal years ago.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Nakamura has not won that Battle Royal. That is true.
Yeah.
You know what Nakamura has won? The fucking Royal Rumble.
Right.
The IC title.
Eric and I were there in person in Philly. It was a fucking amazing pay-per-view. Nakamura wins the Rumble. Asuka wins the Rumble. Holy shit! WrestleMania's gonna be awesome! Fuck them!
Well, we experienced
Asians!
That.
Fuck them! Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Fucking bullshit.
Finish the story. How about you finish me off, Cody? Like we give it to an AEW guy. Andrew was right. He knows me better than I know me.
Oh my God. What a prick. He's going to punch his face.
The only story I'm going to finish is where we drop the bombs. Finish the story, bringing all the women to finish me off. Fuck you.
He wouldn't sign an NDA. Schmuck.
Anyway. That was a Joe Pisano Sr. schmuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Schmuck.
Yeah, there's really no S or C or H. It's just
muck, muck.
It sounds like
muck.
Love you, Dad.
So Nakamura wins in under 2 minutes with the Kinshasa.
Sure. Yeah. Oh. Michael Cole.
No, wait, not yet. It's like Jericho with the pen.
Yeah.
You know what happens?
Moss tries to attack Nakamura after the match, but Nakamura counters with an armbar.
Can I time out?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your one.
Riddick Moss, heel?
Uh-huh. Basically.
That's a heel move.
Yes.
When did he turn?
Because Emma was like being a bitch.
She was like, join
the dark side.
Right. If your girlfriend's a bitch, you automatically become a dickhead.
Wait, Emma? Uh-huh. Heel?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So double heel turn. Emma and Moss. Sure. Okay.
So yeah, he puts Nakamura puts Moss in the arm bar, but then Emma pulls Moss out of the ring.
Which makes zero sense.
That's four, and it's like four in a row.
You just made the list!
Four. And I'm like, yeah, because Emma is stronger than Nakamura.
And Moss.
Right.
She can just deadlift Moss out of the fucking ring.
Yeah. It's like they're pulling stuff out of a hat. And they're like, for the fourth match, you're like, oh my God. Y'all are not going to believe this.
Right, right.
Another pullout.
Well, we could just change it. We could just change it to something else.
Can't change the hat. I pulled out of a hat.
Well, why do you have four of them in there?
What?
Yeah.
No, I put it back in.
Oh, you stupid fuck.
Well, you don't know. It's got to be random.
Put it back in.
I had to put it back in to pull out.
Yeah.
How many pullouts do you have in that hat?
Well, you're going to see.
Then, like, for Roman matches.
You're going to see. Ah!
For like Roman Reigns matches, they have a like win or like, you know, it's like it's a hat. Does he win? Yes or no? But then like they find out they all just say yes. It's sure. Like, wait, it's 100 yeses.
Right.
This one says no, but it's crossed out and it says yes. What the fuck?
And that's the one they drew. This is all wrong. Yes.
Wait, did that say no? Give me that for a second.
I spelled yes wrong. I spelled it N-O.
Hold on.
Yes, you fuck. Wait. One more. Hold on. Let me change this again. No means yes.
What? Oh, shit. Here.
No means yes.
I'm a genius.
Everybody in the room, will you please sign here after I said that, acknowledging that no means yes only on this in this room with Vince McMahon. He's just putting X's on paper. Like, you just sign here. We'll fill in the rest above.
I'm going to need you to acknowledge the NDA.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you.
I love you all.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
So anyways.
I'll love you later.
Also, after this match.
All this pulling out. I mean, really, who does that? Seriously. Come.
All right. Well, you know, guys, I have the soundboard. And now Eric and Joe have the Vince booklet.
We have our own soundboard.
Yep.
Stick him right here. All right, keep going. What else?
All right, so also.
Ours is special because we made it ourselves.
Yeah. It's going to add like 30 minutes to every podcast. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So also after the match, we get a short video of Scarlett biting a card that has Nakamura's face on it.
Oh, okay.
And then Karrion Kross slams his fist on the table and says, TikTok.
Yeah.
So Kross is jobbing to Nakamura soon.
Weren't they going to kill Mysterio and he's still alive?
Yeah.
Weren't they going to kill Drew and he's still
Mysterio beat Kross with a fucking roll-up.
Sure.
What are you guys doing? Oh, Shinsuke's back. We got to give him a feud. Hold on.
Yeah.
I have the list of people we don't give a fuck about right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Kross is the biggest jobber in the company right now.
Pull out. Sorry, yeah. Again.
Kross returned.
How did it get in that one?
Kross returned and he beat Drew McIntyre the first one.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then he hasn't won since.
Correct.
I think he beat Madcap Moss one time.
Yeah.
But that was it. He's a jobber.
Winning a match? Who are you?
Yeah.
This is, you know, someone coming out of, Vince coming out of a coma and learning that Kross hasn't done anything since his debut. Sorry. I love when Muppets just get freaked out, open their mouth, and shake turn.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. So backstage, the Viking Raiders attack and lay out Ricochet and Braun Strowman.
This is still going on?
That's who that was?
That's it.
This is still a thing?
That's it. They had no other segments on the show.
Okay.
Ricochet and Braun just walk around backstage all the time.
Sure. They do laps. They get their steps in.
They were supposed to have a match, but they couldn't find Gorilla. So the Viking Raiders just laid them out.
They couldn't figure out a spot where someone's going to get beat up, and they had to pull the other one out of the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Valhalla is married to Eric.
Eric.
What?
And Ivar's like, hey, listen, bud. Valhalla? Not really working out. Yeah. Listen to this bitch, okay?
None of them, they haven't worked out since they've gone on the main roster.
I know.
It's been terrible.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Solo Sikoa versus Matt Riddle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, right.
Heyman tried to hype up Solo backstage before the match by bringing up the Bloodline's dead relatives.
Didn't you think for like 5 minutes that this might be like a backlash match? And then they immediately do it on SmackDown.
Sure.
Because the backlash match is way worse.
Yeah, it was the one I said.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So Heyman says when someone embarrasses you, they embarrass your entire family. They disgrace the memory of Yokozuna. I see Umaga turning over in his grave. I can't imagine what's going on the mind of Rikishi right now.
It's kind
of
fucked up.
And he keeps going and Solo stops Heyman. He's like, tell the tribal chief, I got this.
Yeah.
Is that the first time he...
Were those words?
Yeah, they were words.
He spoke words.
Yeah. Well, he spoke in...
Thought it was mute.
In that Goodfellas thing.
Goodfellas thing, yeah. Oh, God.
Doesn't really count. Are a funny tribal chief.
Like, what?
Yeah.
So, also before the match, Heyman announced that the Usos will get their tag title rematch in 2 weeks on SmackDown.
Right.
And then, while pointing at Kevin Owens and Sammy, but looking at the Usos, Heyman says, the tribal chief is losing patience with the two of you. But the Usos don't notice that Heyman's looking at them.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they're teasing like the Usos getting kicked out of the Bloodline.
Well, then there'd be no Bloodline.
Even if that happened, I don't see that happening for a very long time.
In rumors, do you have the tag titles situation?
No.
So can we interject it right here?
Okay.
So something has to happen with those tag titles because... Saudi Mania, you know, is no longer King of the Ring. It's now
Night of Champions.
and your tag team champions can't go to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, but
interesting.
Yeah, but
it's just one less match.
It's one match.
Yeah, that's all. They'll just not do it.
I mean,
I don't think they're gonna have 14 matches at Saudi Arabia.
You think in the next 2 months they drop one set of the titles or something?
Maybe, but like, there's 14 championships? They're not gonna have all of them. They're not gonna have every belt.
I mean, they won't do like the women's tag. All right, women's tag, both women.
Well, of course not. Of course we won't. It's just Night of Champions.
There's not 14.
Night of Slaves.
There's not 14 titles.
Still, there's
Night
a lot.
Night of Slaves. They said, Vince, they came to us and said, hey, we want to do a King and Queen of the Ring. And I said, Queen?
Who are you?
What the fuck is a queen? I've never heard this phrase before. Yeah. I said, go fuck yourself.
Right.
And if you feel bad about it, go cry in the billions of dollars we've given you.
Right.
Don't you have a king?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And who does he have sex with? Slaves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever he
what
wants.
What do you mean he has? Do you have the king and do you have the 11 slaves that he is, that is, you know, some of them are my children.
We have a new rule. We voted and noses are too sexy. So when the girls come, they'll have to cover their noses.
Yes.
Basically, just wear a big face mask.
They better cover their mouth before I fuck it.
Wow. So... if
it's horrible there, I know.
If they did matches for every title holder,
yeah,
there'd be 7 matches.
Okay. That sounds like plenty.
That's too many.
For one shitty
for
pay-per-view?
Saudi Mania? For
one night?
It's not like every night of champions pay-per-view they would have every single belt.
No, there'll be a match that doesn't have
they
a belt.
Used to, like,
look,
goddamn Americans.
They might lose this. They might lose it and get the tag titles back. I said Kevin Owens and Sammy winning the tag title, it's all just about that WrestleMania moment. They don't need to hold those titles for long.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're right. They might lose them. They might lose them in
plus,
the
when is Money in the Bank? Right before SummerSlam?
It's July, right? Yeah.
Yeah, July
so
1st.
I could see Sammy or Kevin winning Money in the Bank. So yeah, they might take those titles off of them before
just to
that.
Lose the cash into
Roman?
No, like always. I don't know.
What is it like? What was it like the last... three? I don't know. Yeah.
The last three Rumble winners, the last three Money in the Bank winners.
Yeah.
All came up short. Especially Austin Theory, who went after the fucking U.S. title.
And then won it the next night, right? Something like that.
Yeah, like a week or two later. Yeah. So the Usos, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn all get ejected for fighting.
Sure.
However, 5 minutes later, all four men come back out and brawl.
Yeah.
What's the point of ejecting people if they can just come back out?
Right. I.e. WrestleMania main event.
Mayhem.
That's
true. Right.
Solo got ejected, came back out. At least the ref didn't see that. The ref saw all four men come back.
Right.
And he's just like, hey, but I ejected you.
Yeah.
And like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you leave? If you didn't have to leave, why would you leave when he ejected you the first time?
Because he said, hey, go away. Nah.
Does Vince think the definition of being ejected means you have to leave a room for 2 minutes?
Yes.
And then come right back?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So Riddle hit a springboard floating bro on the Usos. Riddle came off the top rope, but Solo kicked him and hit the Samoan spike to Riddle's chest for the win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A thumb to the chest.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah.
After the match, Solo gave Riddle a Uranagi slam on the announce table and then flipped the announce table to bury Riddle under it.
Right.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. But here's Riddle. Here's the barrier and the table goes boop.
Right.
Yeah.
So he had like a little.
Of course. Like
little
always.
Playhouse.
It's one of the dumbest things they do.
I know.
And the show ends with Riddle like selling his arm as if it's like broken.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course, he's fine on Raw.
Yes.
Sure.
Remember when Sting broke your neck with a baseball bat and you came back a week later?
Yeah. I mean, if Cody could be 100% after Brock beat him up, then I guess so can Riddle, you know.
Sure. Solo's not Brock.
So Raw opens with the Bloodline minus the guy that, you know, without him, the Bloodline wouldn't even exist.
Kyrie, again.
Yeah.
Again.
Paul Heyman starts to cut a promo, but the Judgment Day comes out. And Heyman announces that Roman Reigns and Judgment Day have agreed to a deal. But Jey Uso says, we didn't know about that. And Heyman's like, well, Solo did. Since, so, you know,
yeah,
he's just making it obvious now.
Roman and Solo versus the Usos, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Solo and Ripley were staring each other down.
I thought they were gonna fuck.
So stupid.
So Heyman had Jay switch spots with Solo, but then Ripley switched with Balor to continue staring at Solo.
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
I want that match now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Guess what?
Solo versus Rhea for guess the SmackDown what? Women's
never,
title.
Never gonna
guess
get
what,
it.
Eric?
But
it's not going to happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're just teasing it for right. no reason whatsoever.
I mean, for no
this,
reason.
At this I mean, point, Rhea could probably beat Roman.
Yeah. Maybe.
Dethrone him.
You know? Hey, I'll take anyone.
Sure.
So Heyman says,
deflowering.
Heyman says the Judgment Day will help out with the Bloodlines problem with Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Matt Riddle. And in return, Solo will take care of Rey Mysterio, and they will help them out with their bunny problem. And it's like,
bunny boy problem?
These guys? Hey. No, not us.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
The bad bunny problem.
Ah.
And it's like, help with what? Priest chokeslammed him through a table.
And he hasn't been back since.
Right.
So, what's the deal?
Yeah. Heyman also announces that Solo and the Usos will face Kevin Owens, Sammy, and Matt Riddle at Backlash. But the Judgment Day will face them tonight. But first, we got Solo versus Rey Mysterio. Rey hits the 619 and the splash, but Solo kicks out. Rey sets up for another 619, but the Usos come back out, and LWO comes out, and everyone fights, and Rey hits a second 619, but Solo moves for the splash and wins with the Samoan spike.
Solo wins every episode of every wrestling show they have.
Yeah.
Except that one time he lost.
Yeah.
After the match, the Bloodline lays out the LWO, and the Usos hit Rey with the 1D.
Right.
And then backstage, Heyman meets with Judgment Day.
Satisfied?
Three.
Finn, what do you think?
What?
Stupid.
Yeah. Stupid.
Ah,
bullshit.
Yeah.
What did he say? Even
that's three Judgment Days, by the way.
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
He said "eh." I thought he said "in" the first time.
Eh.
Eh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. It was bad.
Fuck.
Also backstage, Chad Gable, Otis, Maxine, and Adam Pearce had a horrible segment that resulted in Gable and Maxine shushing each other and Gable teaching her how to shush, but she said the O is silent. Sorry, wait. Yeah.
Dominic bullshit!
Yeah.
Vince?
This is such good shit.
Just throw him up in the air.
That was my worst comment until Corbin and Elias and Tajiri?
That's later.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. Did a backflip.
Bianca Belair versus Dakota Kai is next.
I'm just thinking about how Vince tries everything before other wrestlers do it.
Yeah.
It's just like, Vince is like, hey, let me try that big fall. And you see Vince. Vince, you're right. I'll be okay.
Fuck, he lived.
Hey, Vince, will you try the Owen fall, please?
Right. Yeah. We got Belair versus Dakota. Belair went for the KOD, but Dakota pulled Belair's hair to get out of it. Then Dakota went for her kick in the corner, but Belair moved and hit the KOD for the win.
Oh, gee, imagine that.
Io still has the upcoming title match against Belair. I don't think they've announced where yet. Maybe probably Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
We'll see.
That may be it, Saudi.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Cody Rhodes. So Little Rock. What do you want to talk about?
It's not good.
I hate him more every week.
It's not, well, now that he lost.
He immediately calls out Brock Lesnar, but Adam Pearce comes out instead. He tells Cody, you're not medically cleared. You got to leave.
He looked fine to me.
He looked great.
Cody says, fine, I guess I'll leave. But then he grabs a chair from under the ring, and Pearce has security come out and surround Cody. But then the music hits.
Turn, 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 turn.
And out walks
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Brock Taker?
Brocker Taker.
The Brocker Taker.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, look good.
So Pierce begs Cody not to engage and tells him he'll face under Brocker at Backlash. And then Cody beats up security and charges at Brock, but then more security run out and they grab him. Yeah. And then Cody beats up the rest of the security as Brock leaves. Cody grabs a mic and says Brock Lesnar's not a cowboy, he's a coward. Now, 2 weeks ago they said, or last week they said Brock will be here this week.
Mm-hmm.
So the fans of Little Rock bought tickets. They're like, hey, Brock Lesnar's going to be here.
It's going to be great.
Imagine Brock, what he's going to do this week.
Brock walks out, smiles, and leaves.
Yeah. Then they follow him in the parking lot, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, Cody's going to jump up.
And he's just more walking.
He's just walking. Hey.
Nothing. Just to piss off the fans more?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What?
There's, it seems to be like a great trend where like they make people spend money and do all this stuff, and then they just, fuck them.
Yeah, it was.
That was us at Mania.
Yeah. You know why Brock didn't do anything? Because it's a hologram. Do you notice no one touched him? He wasn't even there.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Fans are like, what is Cody mad at? There's nothing on the stage.
Right. God. Next up, we've got Seth freaking Rollins versus The Miz.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Literally for what?
They really have nothing for Rollins.
Oh, poor guy.
I can't believe they have nothing for Seth Rollins after Mania.
Right.
Remember the night after he walked out and then he walked out to the ring and then left.
Yeah. Well, did you guys discuss that last week about what? The rumors and stuff around that?
About like how they like the production people.
Well, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. We talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. You were there for that one.
Oh, that was not. Oh yeah, it was.
That was Raw after Mania.
Yeah. So Miz attacks Seth before the match. Seth hit the superplex, the Falcon Arrow, the curb stomp for the win.
Mm.
That's it. Nothing for Seth.
And where's Logan Paul? Like he can't be there more. Isn't this his full time job now?
No.
Full time.
Full time. He should be.
He's good.
He
makes so much money elsewhere.
I guess.
Literally everywhere else. Like that camera you're fucking him. With, yeah. He's getting paid for that.
Yeah. I just.
Well, no, but he didn't sign a full time deal. Yeah, I mean, look, it's probably a rematch at Saudi because, of course, Logan Paul's going to do the Saudi one. He always does it.
Right. Yeah, it's a bajillion dollars.
And yeah, I guess it'll probably be a rematch. And they're like, hey, until Logan Paul comes back, Seth, you have nothing to do. Sorry.
Yeah.
You'll just have pointless matches.
Just fuck around
for a while.
You'll just
beat The Miz five more times.
Sure. Maybe Chad Gable, maybe fight Otis.
Next up, we've got Bobby Lashley versus Austin Theory.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
And it's understanding why.
It's a non-title match.
Right. What's the point? And that's a title that that's basically their TV title.
Right.
Well, that's basically the title that you're supposed to defend every time you have a match.
Mm-hmm. Lashley put Theory in the Hurt Lock, but then Mr. Nice Guy, Bronson Reed, splashed on both of them for the DQ.
So it could have been for the title.
Sure. Right.
If it was just going to end in DQ,
sure.
Then who fucking cares? Right. Make it for the title.
You know what? Either way, who fucking cares?
Give the match some importance.
Right.
Nothing else on the show was important.
No.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Lashley tried to put Reed in the Hurt Lock, but Theory drop kicked Lashley to help Reed out. Then Reed gave Lashley the tsunami. And earlier in the show, they played a video package where Bronson Reed calls himself, "Oh, Mr. Nice Guy,"
and that's Uncle Bobby.
Uncle Bobby and Mr. Nice Guy.
You bunch of cunts.
Where is it from?
Fucking Billy Butcher.
He's from New Zealand.
Yeah. No, I mean, what do you guys?
Billy Butcher from The Boys.
The Boys.
Yeah.
He's a bunch of cunch.
So that's his new thing. He's Mr. Nice Guy.
What does that mean?
He's Bronson Reed.
What does that mean?
It's a joke. Get it?
No. Oh, I'm a nice guy. A nice guy. And this is my Uncle Bobby. No more Uncle Howdy.
Right.
Who? Uncle Bobby. Where the hell have you been? Uncle right. Howdy?
Yeah. He sucks.
Where is he from?
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
I'm a New Zealand Otis without charisma. I'm going to shag your mom, but I'll make her some eggs.
Next up,
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
We've got an in-ring promo from Trish Stratus. Hold on, wait.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Well, she looked good, but
Trish, she looked great.
What's the point of a fucking heel
turn? She was dressed
for a legend.
She was dressed like she was still the manager of TNA.
That's right.
You know, I was looking for Test, but couldn't find him.
You weren't looking low enough.
No.
I was looking for Prince Albert, but I wasn't looking low enough.
Yeah.
It's good. His penis. It's good. Trish solely credits herself for the women's revolution.
I think every woman has at this point.
Look, yes. She definitely deserves some credit, right?
Bella Twins.
Sure. Yeah.
But you know what she doesn't deserve?
What?
A microphone.
No.
Poor this thing. Went on forever. They know. They have to know she's not good. She never was good on the mic.
No.
You know what she was good at? Taking her clothes off.
Yeah.
Like, she talks forever. She admits to attacking Lita. No shit. Corey Graves is like, what?
Yeah.
You fucking moron. And then she also claims that she lost on purpose last week.
Right.
Okay.
And she says, I'm nobody's sidekick. Okay.
But what's the point of a heel turn for a part-time legend? What's the point
to
of
have
it?
A match with Becky?
One match?
Sure.
Yeah.
So it fucks over her best friend just for one match where she loses to Becky? Great.
Maybe a match with Lita as well.
Great. Well.
Yeah, right.
That's it. I mean, it's...
You haven't seen that again before.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take this over, you know, six women tags for the end of time, but still.
Correct.
She's horrible on the microphone.
Right.
Next up, we have a Sonya Deville versus Chelsea Green versus a Meechin and a Candice LeRae.
Mm.
With Liv and Raquel sitting ringside and Nikki Cross watching from behind the barricade because apparently this is the longest build to a story of all time.
And we don't even know what it's about yet.
Nikki's been watching Candace for 5 years.
Right.
Right.
It's been a long time.
Well, it's been 7 for me, so fuck you.
Hmm. Yeah, Chelsea.
Wait, I mean, what?
What?
Chelsea beats Meechin with the Unprettier.
Sure.
After the match, Chelsea throws water in Liv's face.
Oh, my God.
Liv and Raquel want to go after them, but the female ref somehow holds them both back.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
It's a big ref.
No, she's small.
Oh, it was a small one?
The small one. Yeah. And then the additional...
It looked like this, like her holding Raquel. But yeah. Hey!
She's very strong.
A digital exclusive had Liv pouring water on her head and face and yelling, you think I care about water?
Well, you should because hydration is key.
It was very pornographic.
See?
It was very pornographic.
A little water right here.
It looked like, well, you know what it looked like. Mm-hmm. So backstage, Rick Boogs, Elias, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, and Baron Corbin are all talking about the upcoming draft. Where am I going to get drafted? What round? None of you are getting drafted.
No, no, not one of them.
Right.
Not one of them.
No, if they do, to be fair.
The Street Profits will get drafted in the last round. The rest of them will not be drafted.
Yeah, they'll
and
be
they'll
like
be drafted separately.
Oh, everyone else is online. Go check it out.
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah.
Right.
This year, we're doing a round of drafts on TikTok.
Right. Oh, and none of them are important enough to change shows, so they'll all still be
by the way, Eric,
the right. same show.
You said the Street Profits will be drafted separately.
Uh-huh.
God, I hope so.
That would be amazing.
Please. Yeah.
I mean, really, Ford should turn on Dawkins. That's the better play, but if you're not going to do that, at least split them up.
Please.
They've been a tag team for like 6 fucking years now, if you count NXT. Yeah.
Well, how long is the New Day?
Well, we all know that getting drafted to different shows does not mean your tag team breaks up.
No.
I.e. the
tag
New Day.
Teams don't break up anymore in WWE.
No. Never.
The fucking Usos? What has it been? 10, 11 years?
They've only been a tag team.
Yeah.
Well, it's brothers. You can't have brothers fight each other. Oh, the Hardys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all know how that went.
Oh, ooh. You mean best friends can't feud the best feuds ever?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So anyways, then up walks Akira Tozawa.
Where the hell are you?
Yeah.
Let's see. What he has to say.
Oh, God.
Boost. Yeah, big star. Yeah, baby. Yes. Elias. Last pick in the draft.
Last pick in a draft.
In a draft. Okay. Last pick is a rat.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Nobody wants you.
You.
And then Corbin cries. Corbin walks away.
I mean,
it's painful to listen to again.
I don't get it.
It is. What? This sucks.
Can't wait for the draft, guys.
Where has he been to just show up and say, and why isn't Elias slapping him in the mouth? It's Tozawa. Yeah. Like, he's literally everyone's punching bag.
Elias told Boogs, I'm going to get drafted first overall, but I'll put in a good word so you come with me.
Yeah.
Remember, Triple H said this draft will change the game.
So it might
be. How could that line actually live up to this draft? What could they possibly do to make it change the game? What?
No, he's the game. Triple H.
Yeah.
So it's going to change
him.
The game.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He's not going to be involved anymore.
And with the first round pick,
I quit.
Raw drafts.
I quit.
The WWE title.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But really, like, realistically, how is this going to change the game? Because Bron Breakker's going to show up?
Yeah, it won't.
I'm not even convinced in that. Like, he's having, like, he finally turned heel in NXT.
Well, like, right.
He just shows up in Goldberg's at everyone every week.
Triple H was always a Raw guy, and he just wanted to be a Raw guy. Like, he had to be a Raw guy. So when he would get drafted to SmackDown, it was this big deal.
He knew he was the bigger show at the time. It always was until they went to Fox.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it's like they'll just move somebody, but like what, Roman Reigns?
But
to
like,
Raw?
Yeah, probably. Roman Reigns is going to get drafted, but it won't matter because he has both belts.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. Nothing.
Are they going to draft
all be on every fucking show? Like 2 weeks later, someone will be on the wrong show.
Wild card.
Oh my God, can you believe it? Yeah.
We can believe it.
Because you always do it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a genius. That's where that came from. So finally, we have KO, Sammy, and Riddle versus Judgment Day.
Oh, the fourth time they've come out.
Yeah. Ripley got involved like usual. She hit Kevin Owens with a clothesline that he sold beautifully.
From hell.
She pushed Sammy off the top rope. Then later, the ref saw Ripley trip Sammy, so he ejected her.
And she's like, or what?
Right.
Yeah.
She slowly leaves.
I've seen the show.
Yeah. And then Owens hit Balor and Priest with a pair of stunners. And then Sammy hits Balor with the Huluva kick. And then Riddle hits Balor with the floating blow, bro, for the win.
Floating blow.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Did you see Riddle's feet? Don't tell me you're not turned on. I had him wear nothing.
Bottom left. Am I right?
I just had an epiphany. Instead of foam hands, we sell Riddle foam feet.
That's some shock they haven't yet, to be honest.
I mean, for God's sakes, I can't. Oh, wait. No, that's Adam Cole. We can't. Fuck Adam Cole.
Do we have him anymore?
He didn't want to be Keith Lee's manager.
Him. Right.
Where is he now?
So, yeah. Uh-huh. Good guys win. Balor also had a shirt earlier that said Finn. Oh. 14 staples.
Yeah, this
just didn't work.
Yeah.
Nope.
Have you watched any AEW?
Teeny tiny.
Did you see they hired Keith Lee's grandpa?
Yes.
It's crazy.
I did.
Yep.
And he's being managed by Adam Cole.
I know.
Imagine
weird.
Adam Cole left WWE because of that rumor.
Yeah.
And now he's managing the same guy.
I call Keith Lee's grandpa.
I call him Grandpa Lee on the AEW podcast.
Right. Why would you go all white in a day when you're in showbiz?
I said, if you're Tony...
Hasn't that guy ever heard of hair dye?
Yeah.
I went the opposite way and put a pencil mustache.
Right. I said, if I was Tony Khan, I would tell Keith Lee, like, shave or dye your hair and beard or look for a new job.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
I don't think this was
Keith's decision. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to look 58?
Right.
Anyways... After the match, the Bloodline attacks KO, Sammy, and Riddle, but then Rey Mysterio and LWO come out.
Oh, the LWO. They'll make a difference.
They all brawl, and the good guys stand tall.
Yeah.
And Owens plants Priest on the announce table, but it doesn't break, and they're like, oh, vengeance for Bad Bunny. And it's like,
vengeance is mine.
Eat a dick.
They did it all for... Bad Bunny.
I did it all for the bunny. Come on, the bunny. Come on. You can take that money and stick it up your dick. Stick it up your dick.
Your dick.
I don't know.
Stick it up your dick.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, let's give some awards.
Fine.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Balor for that stupid Balor 14 staples.
Yeah, that shirt. That shirt didn't work for me either.
I wonder if it's on Shop Zone.
I'll go with Balor. Yeah. Eric still needs it.
Yeah.
He's wanted a new Balor shirt.
It's so dumb I gotta get it. Am I right, guys? I'll take Dominic.
All right.
Yeah. I'm surprised you guys haven't said anything about the shirt I'm wearing tonight.
Well, I haven't really looked back. WrestleFest.
Oh, that's nice.
Warrior and Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake?
That's what it says.
Uh-huh.
Bust a nut.
Let's bust a nut on your shirt.
Oh.
And who's the announcer? Hacksaw?
I don't know.
Wait, who is it? Earthquake and who? And Jim Duggan?
No.
Teddy DiBiase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's a match that happened?
I don't know.
It's just a shirt.
It's WrestleFest.
Best dressed?
It was a game.
I'd live.
Which show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
Her white outfit?
SmackDown.
Holy
no,
shit.
No, I had Liv on SmackDown.
Wow.
I had Chelsea on SmackDown. The red bodysuit.
All right, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Worst acting.
I had Liv.
No.
I had Sonya and Chelsea.
It's Trish. Come on. Fucking Trish. I mean, Chelsea and Sonya are bad, but Liv Morgan over Trish's fucking promo?
Yeah.
It's a fucking shirt.
Holy shit. What, Trish sucks at talking?
No.
What do you mean, Eric? Of course.
But
why the fuck would he come out with it?
What is that? That's
yeah, horrible. It looks dumb.
Oh, my God.
I didn't notice the back. Did he have that on the back?
I don't know.
It's the demon with stitches.
Staples.
God. In the most cartoon way, though. Worst acting. Oh, right. I had Trish. Yeah. Best acting.
Cody?
No.
Kevin Owens?
I mean, he was beating up security guards?
Is there an obvious one?
No.
Yeah.
I would say nobody. I'm going to go no one.
Right. I thought Kevin Owens was funny when he was talking about Riddle when Sammy was like,
no.
Riddle, I don't want you to get hurt.
Oh, you mean worst comment? What was it? Toe bro?
Toe blow.
Riddle said, oh, I'll hit him with toe bro. That's disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's mine.
My worst comment was, take him out, guys. Take him out.
That was bad, too.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Bottom right.
Bottom right?
Bottom right.
Who are you?
Worst match?
Lashley Theory.
I had Priest Escobar.
Choices.
Sonya, Chelsea, Meechan, Candice, worst match.
That also works.
That was my slow-mo.
My slow-mo was Belair and Dakota.
Mm. I'll go Lashley Theory for slow-mo.
All right.
And then best match?
Who are you?
Yeah. You know what's weird is it was like Seth and Miz, but we've seen it a million times. So I'm going to say nothing.
I mean, Woods and Knight had a lot of potential, but they double rolled up each other.
I could say Riddle solo just because of all the craziness. But...
And then the fuckery.
Yeah, but there's too much fuckery.
Too much fuckery.
Every match had fuckery.
Oh, wow.
So much fuckery.
Worst move?
Reed's Samoan drop that he gave to Lashley. Like, barely picked him up and then immediately put him down.
Reed was, like, running kind of on the apron and then just kind of runs into Lashley and Lashley falls down.
That shit's weird.
It's like, and the camera, he was
He's
like...
He's done that a couple times.
So dumb.
I had Brock Lesnar walking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Best move?
Rocker Taker. Best move was basically what finished the Seth and Miz match. Superplex, Falcon Arrow into the stomp.
It's a good combo.
He didn't
go
for a pin after the Falcon Arrow. That was crazy.
No. I know. Usually he does, and they kick out.
I don't know. Riddle through the table, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. Again, not a lot of best.
Are you bottom writing it?
I'll do the Seth thing, I guess.
Okay.
Worst moment or segment? That's got to be Trish.
Yeah.
That's got to be Trish!
Yeah.
Trish or, like, you know, Tozawa and Corbin? And
that was bad, too, but Trish's thing went on forever.
Yeah.
God. Best moment?
Nakamura's entrance?
Who are you?
You know what?
Let's do that. Yeah,
Because what else could it be?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What else is there?
That's a good one.
I keep telling you, we're going to get flagged for that audio.
All right, breaking news. We already covered the Night of Champions switch. So the Hollywood Reporter says they got a copy of Vince McMahon's new WWE employment contract, which states, McMahon's continued employment shall be conditioned on compliance with the company's conflict of interest and code of conduct, as well as its equal opportunity and non-harassment policy.
Well, sure. There he goes.
Fuck! We'll see about that.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
It's pretty funny. Dana White was talking about it recently and talking about Vince because they asked, like, hey, you guys are working for the same company. People are really confused. I saw this one video that said Dana White was asked about what he thinks about Vince McMahon, who's now his boss. It's like, he's not his boss.
No.
Vince McMahon is not Dana White's boss. You think Vince McMahon runs the UFC? Well, you fucking idiots.
Remember, there was a rumor, though, that said he was going to be like the COO of the conglomerate.
Yeah.
So technically, he would have a say in things happening with the UFC, but Dana White's not going to listen to anything he has to say.
Dana White, yeah. He's not making any decisions.
We run a very profitable company, so we're good. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Also, Goldberg was a guest on a local radio show recently and said WWE owes him a retirement match.
Why?
No. He said Vince McMahon and
I... nothing.
Vince and I had a handshake, understanding that, you know, after the Roman Reigns match, I would have a proper retirement match, and, you know, that hasn't come to fruition through them. So therefore, you know, nobody puts a stamp on my career. Nobody tells me when I'm done, period. When someone tells me that, you know, I kind of like to fight against it, blah, blah, blah.
I don't, you know.
Oh, he shit, fell asleep because he's an old man.
Well, now that Vince is back, it probably will happen.
Oh, shit, Andrew.
What? Oh, he's jerking
he
off.
He started jerking off at the thought of Goldberg coming back. God.
And we have a Saudi show soon.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No, you know what? It's like, you know, Vince is like, I've been listening to fans, and they really want to see Roman Reigns dethroned, and I think we're going to finally give it to you. Goldberg! Oh, no! God. No, please! Okay, 5 more years of Roman. Please, yeah. Just don't do that.
We'll shut up.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, bitches. Nice.
We'll never tweet again.
Yeah.
Yeah, any other news?
Let me see... Yeah, so some crazy news about Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh.
So apparently he's like about to lose everything.
Okay. What does that mean?
So
well, the Dark Side of the Ring episode's coming out soon.
Right, yeah. So in 2014, he was sued by another wrestler for $2.3 million for basically giving him hepatitis.
What?
Oh my God. By using like a weapon in a match to cut the other guy open or something.
Oh my God.
So I guess because to protect Jesus. Some of his assets, he put everything in his wife's name.
Uh-huh.
Well, it appears he's about to get divorced.
And oh
with
boy.
Everything in her name, he has nothing. And he's 82.
What an idiot.
It's amazing he's even still alive. He's looked like death for so long.
His forehead is a hamburger patty.
Remember the worst promo bracket? I'm going to beat the living shit out of Tenyu.
Tenyu!
I can't sleep thinking about you. Taste the fork. Taste the fork. Taste I can't wait fork. For yeah. that Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Right.
Anything else?
Yeah, one other thing. You may have forgotten about him. Steve Cutler.
Steve Cutler. Why does he sound familiar? He's like a forgotten son, and I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's been in Impact Wrestling for a while. He's
been with Deonna Purrazzo, right?
Yeah, they did get married.
Yeah.
And recently, the Impact World Champion, Josh Alexander, had
Eric.
Who Come are on now. You?
Thank you. Had to relinquish the title because he got injured. Mm-hmm. And the same with Mickey James. She had to relinquish the women's title because she got injured.
Okay.
So basically, at their pay-per-view, they crowned two new champions, which Steve Cutler, now goes by Steve Macklin, won the title over Kushida. I don't know why he was in it. And then Deonna Purrazzo beat Jordan Grace. So now you have like a married couple as like the two main champions.
And they've never done that before.
Well, no. Steve Cutler is the Impact champion.
Sure,
it that is. Company is closing tomorrow.
Yeah,
he's actually fairly decent over there.
No. You've been watching.
I mean, I watch.
You watch Impact every week.
I catch clips here and there.
Fuck off, Eric.
I follow them on Instagram. I always watch the shit that they post.
That's not watching a match. How do you know if someone's good? Because they hit one move?
I mean, they put promos. It's a really good for match.
Okay. I bet he mentions they forgot about me every fucking promo.
Well, actually...
Yeah, I guess you didn't forget about me.
We forgot. Like, was it Todd Phillips?
That's the director of Hangover?
No, Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips.
He used to announce for WWE. He's their announcer. And when he won, he said from forgotten to unforgettable there or something.
Go. Right.
Yeah.
Unforgettable.
He said that. That's what he said.
In every way.
Yeah.
Anything else? No. What about NWA news, Eric? Who's the NWA champion? Wait. You know who it is, right?
I do.
Do you know who the NWA champion is? Come on, get up, Funkasaurus.
What?
Funkasaurus, yes. Tyrus is...
I thought he's just on Fox News.
No, he got fired.
Right.
He still shows up on shows. He doesn't have his own show.
Well, yeah.
But he's part of a show.
Well, they had to fire him once because he was sexually harassing his coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sending
her
dick pics.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
He's like, what, 50?
Sure.
It's got to be up
there. Well, their last champion was Trevor Murdoch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And what? He got it from Matt Cardona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
Wow.
Why even have a wrestling company?
And they're like,
so depressed. If that was the best I had,
right.
I would be like, fuck it.
Well,
who else? Who wants this shit?
Billy Corgan
is booking this shit.
Said it was a strategic move because there's so many eyes on Tyrus on being on Fox News.
Oh, please.
I'm like, okay. Fox News, people who watch Fox News don't know how to use YouTube.
NWA is...
Unless they're like doing it on their phone, uploading a video from their truck.
NWA is still only on YouTube, right?
It is.
How does it generate any money?
Anything.
Ads?
Fans YouTube showing
ads?
Up?
Sure.
Fans showing up?
Yeah, and I think they have pay-per-views every once in a while.
Yeah, they do.
That like 10 people buy, but they all live in the same house. So that's really one pay-per-view buy.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. I know, it is.
It's Billy Corgan's house. He buys the pay-per-view. All right, on to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So BW Insider reports that WWE and ESPN are in early talks about partnering on a content deal similar to what WWE's been doing with A&E.
No way.
30 for 30, Triple H.
They've done them all already.
Undertaker.
Really. They've done Flair.
Well, I don't know about doing more biographies because that's what A&E is doing. Just something similar where there will be some sort of WWE show.
Oh.
I mean, it's not the first time.
Like UFC WWE shows on ESPN?
Well, yeah, it's a sport. It's a real sport.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, ESPN used to have a WWE tab on their website.
Their ticker.
Like, and they would actually, like, for a few years, they would mention WWE every once in a while. But
right. I mean, they get an award at the fucking ESPYs.
That's right. They already do partner. I wonder how much WWE pays for that award.
Right.
For that stupid fucking award.
Mm-hmm.
We had match of the year, now we're best friends.
Best WWE right, moment.
And now at the ESPYs. Best picture goes to.
Yeah.
Right.
Best WWE moment, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, Fightful reports that WWE and Twitch have agreed to a deal to allow WWE talent to stream on the platform again. They're saying revenue earned will be split three ways between WWE, talent, and Twitch.
Wow.
With WWE and talent receiving the majority of what's generated.
And by WWE and talent, WWE. Yeah.
Me!
And by majority.
All of it.
Right.
I guess now that the company's going to be sold, you know,
sure.
It's like, well, I guess as long as WWE gets their cut, then talent can fucking do it.
Yeah.
Shit,
let them start doing OnlyFans. And
he's been joining OnlyFans. Yeah. Any other rumors?
Vince has to approve all the pictures.
I need to see it.
I want to see. I didn't have any other rumors.
I want to see AJ Styles OnlyFans.
Yeah. What?
All right, trivia time.
This one might be too easy, but what do the last three longest reigning WWE champions have in common?
What are the last WWE champions, the last three, have in common?
The last three longest reigning WWE champions, what do they have in common?
Okay. So Roman Reigns.
CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk is in that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe John Cena?
No.
Yeah?
No.
No? Hulk Hogan?
No.
AJ Styles?
Nope.
No. Who's had... Brock.
Yes.
What do they have in common?
Yes.
Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, CM Punk. Two of them fought in the UFC.
They all came up through WWE's developmental?
Well, a lot of people have done that.
That's one.
No, come on. There's like a glaring thing you're missing.
What do they have in common?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty broad.
It's pretty broad, but...
Mm.
They all have this one thing in common.
Besides long title reigns.
They all have dicks.
You got it! And pussies.
A hint? I don't know.
No, that's too easy. Let's see. Come on. CM Punk, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, they've all been Heyman guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, that's kind of interesting that they let Heyman, right, for like a long reign.
Right.
It's like, let's make sure Heyman's there.
Yeah.
To keep it interesting and keep the...
Well, plus, especially with Brock and Roman, most weeks they're not there.
Right.
So, right.
So you need someone to talk.
The, yeah. Right. Literal mouthpiece.
Three
it's funny because didn't Heyman say like, oh, Brock Lesnar's here? Usually this is when he leaves for 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
But now it's Roman doing it.
Of course. If they're going to let him, why wouldn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
Too big for his own sport, quote unquote.
Imagine that.
Yeah. All right. Fan questions.
Oh, by the way, we had 4 pullouts and 4 judgment days.
Gross.
In one roll.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'd rather pull out.
Yeah.
Of this show, watching this show. JT Pisani.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a segment with Trish talking to Dominic? Keep your balls out of my purse and in your mouth. And if you have the balls to get my balls from my purse.
Mommy.
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 Yeah. Mistar, how can anyone except Cody beat Roman when he didn't have his coach? How could anyone expect Cody to beat Roman when he didn't have his coach Arn telling him to kick out?
True.
Or Arn there to shoot him.
Right. Yeah.
With a Glock.
I pull out the Glock.
What the fuck? I miss Arn like constantly falling down on AEW.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was so good.
That was one of the best parts. Every time you're like, oh, my God, is he dead?
Yeah.
This one time he
this
fell
time
off,
he has to be dead.
One time he fell off the stage and Andrade's assistant had to help Arn up
to beat him up more. He falls like he passes out. It's like literally just that's like it, straight right. down.
Like Flair.
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. He's also not a Jet.
He's not.
Weekly non-wrestling question.
Yeah.
For Eric.
Good.
Push Fire Barry. 5 Guys. Whataburger. In-N-Out.
Oh. That's interesting.
Push Whataburger. Barry. Five guys
into your asshole.
And then fire In-N-Out.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's about right.
I would
the
push
Five Guys fries though. Sure. That's tough. In-N-Out and Five Guys, the fries are horrible on both places.
Have you gotten your fries well done at In-N-Out?
Yeah, I mean, if I gotta go through motions to fucking get something,
or doesn't
to taste
In-N-Out
better,
have like I'm the
animal style?
Animal style.
Yeah. You put a bunch of shit good. On it. Yeah.
Five Guys puts bell peppers on their burger, which not a lot of places does that, and it's highly underrated.
I love Five Guys. I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah, you love Five Guys?
Yeah, I want all 5 guys.
In my mouth.
What?
Do it. There it is.
Where, Joe? Where are we going? I want to stay.
Sorry.
Bobby the Mark Soydam, do you guys think the belts will be split in the draft?
Yeah, they're going to draft 1 belt to Raw and draft 1 to SmackDown.
I don't think so.
They're going to draft the SmackDown tag titles to Raw and the Raw tag titles to SmackDown.
There wouldn't be a point to that right now.
Probably.
That's how you want a title reign to end?
Yes.
Just take one from you?
Yeah. It was drafted. It's like splitting up a tag team.
As long as Triple H does it.
Sure.
As a heel or something.
Dylan, me and Omar have a few others trying to revive the What's Wrong Wrestling Discord. Mm. It'll be a nice replacement spot since we can't do the watch parties for now. Join up. Okay, well, there you go. Join up.
Find the Discord.
Find the Discord. Jonathan Smith, way too early. Money in the Bank winner predictions, male and female.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Female
Raquel.
Raquel.
Yep. Yeah. I don't see this tag reign lasting very long. I think as soon as they get challenged by Ronda and Shayna, they're losing them.
I think Kevin Owens can really make a nice run with that thing and stun someone. And
No, they said predictions, Joe, not fantasy booking.
Fair enough.
You fucking Mark.
Predictions? Fine.
Cody.
Austin Theory and Ronda Rousey.
No, Raquel and Cody.
That's Austin Cody? Theory again.
Yeah.
Cody, I don't know about Cody.
That's how he finishes the story.
I don't know how that would make sense.
He's not finishing the story, Eric. Rip the shirt up.
They burned the fucking shirt already.
They fucked us.
Yeah. You know what? It would be interesting if like Solo got it and then he's just always holding it and Roman's always like looking again, behind his back. Yeah.
That'd be a great story, but they're not going to do it.
Nick Ryder, how much longer do you guys think Roman should reign as champion? I can't see anybody worthy of taking the title off of him.
Negative
right now.
1 month.
Yes. That.
So he should lose it at Backlash or Saudi Mania?
No,
he should have lost it at Mania.
So stupid.
Unfortunately, it's,
I mean, lose it at SummerSlam then.
At the, like SummerSlam, I guess you could do it.
We're over it.
But again, though, to who, though? To Cody? Like, what did you not do?
At Bobby Roode.
At this point, I don't fucking care. Yeah. He can lose it to Tozawa. I don't give a shit.
No, come on. Tozawa.
I guess.
Goldberg. We already went through that.
That would be bad.
Ryberg, Goldback. It's hockey playoff season. Better Goldback. Not hear any goddamn football questions this week. Gentlemen, who's going to win the Stanley Cup? The Dallas Stars? I don't know.
Don't they have like the best record of all time or
the
something?
The Bruins?
I don't know.
Anita
Islanders.
Dick. Anita Dick and me.
Oh. All right, after.
Pardon. Okay, thanks. So honestly, I'm completely over Cody Rhodes. He's nothing but a whiny little bitch. I hope Lesnar completely fucks him up at Backlash. Anyways, love the pod. Hashtag fuck Ticketmaster.
Anyway, love the pod.
We found Andrew's Patreon account.
Why?
Cody's a whiny little bitch.
Oh, well, yeah. He is. I thought it was Josh because of the fuck Ticketmaster thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm Raj. I just want to say thank you, three, for the entertainment over the years. I found you guys in 2019, just before Mania. And I can honestly say I've loved listening to you guys every week. The Patreon episodes have been amazing, and so too is the Hollywood Hogwash Pod. I feel very connected to you guys. Andrew and I are the same age, and I feel we're similar. Joe has a sales background, and I appreciate his posts, and Eric is bald. And so am I, so I guess that's cool.
Thanks. There you go.
All in all, thanks for every...
Way to be in touch with our fans, Eric. Good job.
Yeah.
Way to touch our fans.
Thanks for everything you do, and my journey on the road as a salesman has been made easier thanks to you three. Much love. P.S. Any chance of a What's Wrong With Wrestling Con? Would love to fly over and meet up. Can chat about Ducks or Danny DeVito in person.
Oh. Let's just have What's Wrong With Wrestling Con at WrestleMania next year.
But you just have it and be like, tickets are $1,000 and I'm Raj. You'll show up, you said, right?
Yeah.
Frank Dingling. So
out we have all these Saudi fans. Like, we had 100 people sign up for this.
Right.
They're all Saudi guys.
Frank Dingling. So no one in Judgment Day could beat Rey. They needed the bloodline and vice versa and the Raw women's title opportunity. Why? I'm sure y'all will cover it.
Yeah, we did.
We did, yeah.
You're welcome.
True. The Dashing Dan, am I the only one who doesn't see the hype around Xavier Woods? Good mic skills, which are starting to get a bit stale now. He's a pretty small guy, and his wrestling style ain't all that exciting. I'm open-minded, willing to learn. I just don't buy him. Even as a mid-card title holder, what am I missing?
Look, I mean, yeah, just like Bobby Roode, just like Cody. Right. When you don't push the guy when he's at his prime, we get sick of him too.
Yeah. When it's like,
done with it now.
What promos is Xavier Woods cutting? You know what I mean?
Like, right. He's not even getting.
He's not getting a chance to say anything other than I'm going to beat up LA Knight.
I think he would be an amazing heel. I still stick to that, but it's almost like at this point, if he just clotheslines Kofi, I'm like, oh great.
Yeah.
He finally did it.
Yeah.
Andy Nance, how long before Ripley leaves Judgment Day? Every time I hear their music, I turn into Kevin Owens inserting my face into a turnbuckle. Yeah.
Negative 1 month.
Why is it? Why are they still together?
Yeah.
All the men lost at Mania.
They did.
Oh.
Roll up, Carnosaur. What looks sillier? Not tearing your shirt all the way through and it ends up around your waist like a skirt, like Cody did.
Okay.
One man titty slipping out of your singlet. Ooh. Bronson Reed.
Nice.
Or repeating the same line four times in under a minute, Adam Pearce.
I mean, all those are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
I don't want any of them.
Titty.
Single titty.
Bojangles Jay. I can't watch. I can't with Raw no more and this Cody story and the clear John Cena type push. So what do you want to talk about? Vince needs to do soon. I think he meant die. Yeah. Vince needs to die soon.
He does need to do soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something. Ron Taco, my 38th birthday was this past Monday. Would really appreciate if Stone Cold and Ric Flair gave me a shout out. Appreciate you guys watching so we don't have to. Always look forward to the podcast. Well, guess what, Ron Taco? Happy birthday, you piece of trash.
Did someone say Taco? Is it a pig or a chicken? God,
you sick son of a
Woo!
Bitch.
Give it to me right now.
Wow.
You're Ashley. A stupid son of a bitch. I can't wait for your 10th retirement match later this year.
Yeah, fuck.
Bobby Cox. Mm. Who wore it better, Trish or Brock? They both dressed as The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Trish,
but
I guess.
Trish, obviously.
Definitely.
Vinny the Gooch. I can't believe you guys were on the Cody bandwagon when he first came back. Well, these guys were.
Fucking Mark!
He's been... He's been the same cringeworthy douchebag the whole time. In a few months, when he refuses to turn heel, everyone will hate him again.
No, jeez.
And we'll have AEW all over again.
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. I was ready for him to be champion right now, I'll tell you that.
By the time he wins the belt, we'll hate him.
I wish we were in that multiverse.
Right.
Where he'd won at Mania.
Oh, we were there.
I checked every single one. Yeah. And yes, there are infinite multiverses.
Yeah.
He never won it.
He never won.
Ever.
Because I'm the same in all of them.
Wow. That's all.
Kimbo. Dude,
no, that's this side.
Eric, you... Yeah. He really created a monster.
Ah,
I love it.
God, he won't let go.
Ugh. Kimbo, do you think Solo is using Taz from Team Taz's original towel from his 2000 debut? Looks like it's seen 23 years of wear and tear.
Yeah, but he had to like soak it in bleach. That's why it's white.
God. Seymour the V. I always chuckle when you guys quote JR when he said, "Is that a woman?" During China's debut, what a crazy world we live in, as JR would be applauded for saying that today because he's not assuming her gender.
Jesus.
Bravo, JR.
Has JR been on AEW recently?
He's on Rampage. They took him off Dynamite.
They demoted him to Rampage.
And then at pay-per-views, they'll unfreeze him
yeah.
for like the first hour.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "All right, guys, I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm going back to freezer. My foot just fell off, so I should probably go back in."
I'll stop the bleeding.
I'll see you later, Kang.
Is that blood or is it barbecue sauce?
I'm not Jerry Lawler. God damn it. God all right, bye, Michael Cole.
Yeah.
That's Tony Schiavone. Yeah, I mean, douchebag A, douchebag B, where, you know. Yeah.
Tomato douchebag.
Tomato douchebag?
Tomato douchebag.
Albert, I apologize if this is long, but it's something that has been pissing me off for a long time.
Oh, boy.
Fuck Michael Cole. Fuck him in his stupid asshole. He could fuck all the way off, and seriously, fuck that guy. I thought he was supposed to be the play-by-play announcer. How come he doesn't know any of the names of any of the fucking moves? He rants for a while,
So
he doesn't like Michael
Cole. Because he's my puppet.
So to sum up his question.
Get it?
Yeah.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah.
There it is.
Carolyn Holly, it's been almost 7 years since the last drunk cast. Hashtag give us what we want. Hashtag not a question. Hashtag I'll supply the booze at this point, damn it. Well, Eric mentioned it earlier.
Bottle of rum and that'll get it done, apparently.
Three bottles of rum.
Sure, yeah.
That'll definitely get it done.
Rum dude, is we not get, as
we
powerful.
Get margaritas right. from Lopez, we'll be fucking wasted.
Yeah, but margaritas aren't from Puerto Rico. So we got to make like... rum-inspired drinks.
Sure, whatever.
Like daiquiris, yeah. Rum punch,
okay.
Straight shots of rum.
Pina coladas?
In your butt. Pina saladas.
No, I'll make you guys...
Pina saladas?
Yeah.
Jamaican old fashions are great. It's like right. Old fashioned with rum. It's really
okay.
Good.
Okay, racist.
But, of course, muscles marinara, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If Triple H is really in charge of creative, he isn't. Do you see another year for him to face Roman? Do you see another year for him to face Roman?
Who?
Come on, guys. Proofread. It's very simple.
Cody has to win Money in the Bank.
Maybe he's talking about Cody.
Or be, yeah, maybe.
Maybe it won't, like a year till he faces Roman.
I think you're right. Cody has to win Money in the Bank or be number one contender for SummerSlam and win at least one belt. That'd be so fucking lame if you win one belt.
Right.
I'm sorry. That does not work for me, brother. If Cody has to carry this for the whole year, the fans will turn fast, no matter how cool his theme song is. Yeah.
Hey, have you sang it in person?
So when they went back to two belts, they just created the universal title, yeah. Right? Just
yeah.
One night. Like,
yeah.
Oh, here's another title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really dumb.
Yeah.
Chief Nakahoma, the 2008 draft doesn't get talked about much. All world champions switch shows. Vince fell through the stage. Was that when he was doing the money thing and the stage collapsed?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
JR and Michael Cole switched shows and ECW losing all their top wrestlers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Be an interesting thing to recap. Ooh. God, those, I mean, that would be funny because remember they would call people. Because never in a contest do you call the contest, like the, you know what I mean? You always have people call in.
Yeah.
But Vince was calling them and they would get no answer. They would get voicemails.
By the way, we're all holding our phones.
Yeah.
Go ahead, MJF. Tell me what I was holding my phone thinking Vince was going to call.
You fucking Mark!
Right. Right.
Yeah. PJ702, what would you rather? Kevin Owens wins the big belt. MJF switches to WWE. A broad panties Royal Rumble. All women from Raw, SmackDown, NXT, including announcers and interviewers. That's easy.
Go on.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
But in seriousness, MJF. Switching to WWE.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Ron panties.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, wow, wow.
Chet Von Chetsky. Question for Eric. What are your thoughts through the first 10%?
What are your thoughts, Eric?
Of the baseball season? How will the Mets let down the Pisanos this year?
Yeah.
Also, that Trish promo was a steamy pile of dog shit.
Yeah. I think the Mets are going to do good all season and then... maybe lose the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, like every year. Cool.
That's yeah. Lately. That's
Max Moons that's over my slammy.
that's pretty good. It's the best one in the little
wow. World. Wow, wow, wow. That's amazing.
That's good.
Ring gear, singlet, accent, fupa?
Yeah.
What's fupa?
You don't know what a fupa is?
F Mary Kill or what is
the word? You don't know what the fupa is?
What's FUPA?
The fupa.
I don't know, so tell me.
It's the fat upper pussy area.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. What is the
they're
question?
Basically the same person, so how long till Vince repackages Piper Niven and Bronson Reed as Dewdrop and Dude Drop?
Oh, Dude I drop. Actually probably prefer that, just to... Then they'll be gone faster once they...
That'll be some live sex celebration.
Yeah.
PCJ, Pushfire Barry, Trish's tits, Liv taking a blast to the face, Io Sky's thighs.
Liv taking a blast to the face. I'm pushing that.
I'll take you're those. Pushing that blast in her face.
Yes, and everything else I can't think anymore.
You're going to bury your face in Trish's tits.
That's right. And I'm going to fire my cock on those thighs. I'm going to fire some cum on those thighs.
Yikes.
Jesus Christ.
Boom.
Sorry, children.
Boom. What's that?
What?
Did we just become best friends? Yes, I guess we did, Vince. Yes.
Oh, fuck.
James Griffith, have you thought about playing my GM mode on WWE 2K23? I think the content y'all would get would be hilarious.
Yeah, but that takes a long, long time.
It's a lot of commitment.
That'd be like a 7-hour fucking podcast.
It really doesn't take that long.
Okay.
I mean, unless we were going to play it for like 2 years, like, oh, let's go through 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, it would be interesting to see.
The one Wilson, any news on Randy? When he returns, will you continue the shit with Riddle or go another way, Randy?
Who knows?
Good question.
Depends on where he's drafted, where Riddle's drafted.
Oh, God.
Lesser known Saint, I keep trying to download a good Dynamite arena on 2K23, but none of them have a full arena, full audience.
Ah, bummer.
That's funny. Billy, Big Billy's Chili. Do Josh and Eric not actually get along, or an I, or am I a insert MJF?
You fucking mark.
Apparently, Josh is stirring the shit pot, bringing up the past.
Well, you saw the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fake that.
No.
I mean, those punches were, you heard those fucking real punches.
I mean, he didn't show up to WrestleMania.
Josh showed up the next show with a neck brace on.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
He didn't get Steak Mania. He was in the hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Matthew, hey, Raw is shit. That is all. Spend all week waiting for the show. You guys make the work week go by. Mm. That's nice. That's really sweet. Red shirt guy, if you can go back to episode one, what would you do differently? Joe, you can't say no fan questions because I know you really love the fans, right?
They're fine. Everyone, calm down. What would we change if we can go back to episode one? I'd make it more like what we do now because we've come a long way.
Right.
Might have been popular faster.
One Punch Man.
And Eric.
What would you say are the three steps, actions, things that WWE has to do to restore some confidence from the fans? I don't know. Have someone beat Roman Reigns?
Yeah, have
A, listen to the fans. B, listen to the fans. C, what do you think, Eric?
Kill Vince.
Listen.
Maybe.
Kill Vince.
Kill Vince. C, kill Vince.
That's the number one. That's step one, is kill Vince.
And then listen to the fans.
Ivana eats Moss.
Wait, that's two questions.
What?
Oh, no, that's...
No, sorry. Ivana eat my ass. That's like a statement.
Yeah, the other one you said you need a dick in you.
Who has lost their shine more, Lesnar or Rhodes? I would say Rhodes.
Yeah.
At this point. Yeah, Lesnar is what he is.
Yeah.
He hasn't lost shit.
Dan Hankinson, if Stone Cold was never a wrestler, but still his character, what would his career be? Well, what would he be doing? Managing people? That would suck.
Right.
He'd probably be known as one of the best managers ever, though.
Yeah.
If he was Stone Cold Steve Austin, probably. Just the manager. I mean, look, even when he wasn't wrestling and he was... The GM, he was still the best part of the show.
Of course. Yeah,
he's Stone Cold.
Omar, gets you a girl that I fucks you like Rhea to Solo. I gotta say, my little Usi was getting a little juicy.
Holy fuck,
that's awesome.
Big erection, Langston. If Cody losing led to a good storyline leading to Sami Zayn actually winning the title, would it be worth it?
Yes,
but why not just have Sami win?
Yeah.
At WrestleMania, though.
Yeah, come on. Just.
That's what doesn't make sense.
Yeah, just get the
time. The old Kanye, I'm high as fuck and watching NXT right now. Oh. Bron Breakker is now a heel and is feuding with Chase University. Draft the man to the main roster already.
They turned him heel?
Yeah.
Wait, Chase University is a good guy team?
I guess.
Aren't they douchey cheerleaders?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He's Goldberging everybody. I mean, he comes out and spears them.
When I was watching NXT like over a year ago when I stopped, but like Bron Breakker was terrible as a face. So maybe he needs the heel turn. Mm. Peyton Livingston, thoughts on the Mets start this year? Well, they always start good and then they suck. Donald Alexander, no question, but I forgot how bad Trish was on the mic. Thanks so much for the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you, bad. Donald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather, Jonathan Ramos, would you rather watch two UFC fighters work a WWE match or two wrestlers fight in the UFC? Two wrestlers fight in the UFC.
Yeah, they're more fucking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you could pick any two, that's the question.
You don't remember Bart Gunn? It was fucking amazing.
What two wrestlers would you like to see fight for real?
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
No. Like Riddle.
They wouldn't want to hit each other, Eric.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like Riddle and Lashley, because I feel like Riddle's more technical. Like a Royce Gracie versus Ken Shamrock kind of fight, you know? One's much
unsanctioned,
bigger.
Unsanctioned, of course.
Well, yeah.
Like Punk versus Kenny Omega for real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be
interesting. You see, you probably mentioned it.
What?
John Morrison started his boxing career.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. We didn't mention it, but yeah, I saw that. He got a knockout.
He was just pushing him with his fist like this, and the guy just went down. You're like, all right. Looked like Batista's first MMA fight.
Well, they just gave him,
at him, and the guy went, oh, fuck.
But see, they fed Batista just some like fat fuck who couldn't even move.
Right.
It's like, here you go, Batista.
So yeah, Johnny Morrison's a professional boxer now.
He's like, this is it. This is my big break. They finally called me from the UFC. I'm going to have my first fight.
No, I don't know who I'm fighting yet, but, you know, I'm sure I'll start at the bottom.
Yeah, the way bottom.
Yeah.
That's all for fan questions, so Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show. Only $5 a month. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. AEW recaps, fucking brackets, movie recaps, classic episodes.
Whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Everything.
Go check it out. And we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully the shows don't suck as much next week, right? Vince, what can we expect next week?
Don't count on it.
We have him just...
And Vince chokes on a dick to end the show.
I mean,
it's about right.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.